بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب الإنفاق مما يحب من الجيد. The chapter on spending from that which one loves and that which is superior in quality. Spending from what person loves and also spending from something that is in good quality. In other words, not wanting to spend anything that is leftovers only, things that are very cheap, now you've got no use for it, then you want to spend. But actually a person should have the desire that when I'm spending also, I must spend those things that I like for myself, and I must spend those things that are good quality also. Doesn't mean when it comes to spending, I need to find only those things that are inferior quality. From here we'll do some ayat of the Quran, and we'll do a one hadith showing us that how Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in, how they spent and what was their jazba to spend. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, you will never be able to acquire righteousness until you spend that which you love. Allah Ta'ala says that you will never be able to acquire righteousness. This word birr actually means the higher level of taqwa. Person want to reach the higher levels of taqwa, this is called birr. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that you will not reach this stage until you spend from what you love. In other words, those things that are dear to you, you spend from that. Not only those things that you don't have any use for. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون. Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, spend of the pure things that you have earned and that which we produce for you from the earth. Do not, this last part of the ayat, ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون, then do not intend to spend inferior things. Khabith, this word means here in this scenario, that inferior quality things, things that people don't generally have any use for, now we want to get rid of it, so then you spend from this. So, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ. Do not intend to spend inferior things. Ulama explained that what is meant by this, it doesn't mean that you can't spend. A person has got leftover food, it doesn't mean he can't give it. No, it means that he should give it, but his desire should be such that I want to give from the good also. By the good things that I got, I also want to give that. There's a long hadith, inshallah, we'll do it tomorrow, because it's quite a long hadith. But a very beautiful hadith of a Sahabi, and how he gifted his whole orchard in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after hearing this ayat, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ. Because they had that desire, Sahaba was such that they had that desire, that they didn't just want taqwa in their lives, they wanted that higher level. So the ayat of the Quran is saying higher level, whatever it takes for me to reach that higher level, I want to reach that higher level. So for us also, we should think that for us to get taqwa in our lives and to progress in deen, to progress as far as our deen is concerned, if it means us sacrificing certain things for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, we're ready. That hadith we'll do tomorrow, inshallah. We'll see the Sahabi that he gave his whole orchard up. And what a position that orchard had, what a location it had in Madinah Sharif, right in front of the masjid. Everything was there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam liked that water of that orchard also. So it was a special orchard. It was not an ordinary orchard. It was the most beloved of the assets that he owned. But the moment he heard this ayat, he was prepared to give it up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if they could give up things like this, at the minimum we must do is be prepared to give up gunas for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that is taking us towards sin, anything that is drawing the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that immediately we give it up. We look in our lives, that am I involved in any type of interest? For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I'm giving it up. Never mind if my lifestyle has to come down, let it come down. But I'm prepared to give up this interest for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me see if there's television in my home. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's hard to give up this guna? Take it out of my life. If I'm in a habit of watching videos or looking at pictures and getting involved in photography, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I'm giving it up immediately. I also want to get the higher levels of taqwa. I also want to progress as far as taqwa is concerned. Sahaba had this desire. Because for them, the akhirat was something that was real. It's as though how we look up at the sky and we can see the sky, and the sky is there clear to us. For them, akhirat was very clear. They could see it brighter than the sun, clearer than the sun also. They could realize and understand that something is akhirat. So this desire should be there all the time, that when Allah Ta'ala is talking about the higher levels of taqwa, we should also make niyat that, Allah, make me from amongst those people that reach the higher levels of taqwa. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, alhamdulillahi.